Welcome back to Musical Notes. Hi, I'm Chris Cairo, and my guest today is Adrian Hillman. When Adrian and I left off, we were talking about the songwriting process. Now, for those of you just joining us, Adrian Hillman is co-owner of Casey Bonker Toy and Coffee, Quincy Street in Hancock, and also she is a musician, a fine one at that, and a songwriter. Welcome, Adrian.
Oh, thank you. I feel grateful to be here.
It's awesome. This is awesome.
You're telling me. Preaching to the choir.
You're preaching to the choir, girlfriend.
No, literally.
Let's pick up where we left off. You were starting to describe to us the songwriting process.
When I think about music, I mean, I have lyrics running through my head all day, every day. We could pretty much hit record on most of them, but I feel a sense of responsibility for what I put out for the general public. I know that there's a lot of power in words, and I want my words to have lasting value to build up and not tear down. So while I reserve the right to be truthful, I want to wait to tell the story musically until I can do it lovingly, because I feel that that's where the life force is. I mean, sure, I get angry and I get moody and crabby and I want to blame people and I'm whatever, but I wrestle things out until I can find a way to present it that I can sit with. And then also long term, I want my music to be able to be new with each era that I go through. So today, you know, I pick up this album 4 years later and it's still applicable. I have new memories to add to it. I wrote it with the purest essence underneath it. So it's again true. Now I have more memories to lay on top of it, plus the ones I already have, in the hopes that the writing is such that people can identify with from a lot of positions in life.
And that, to me, is the power of music.
Mm-hmm. It's the joy of the poetry as well, because you can have one line that means four or five different things just based on the ambiguity of the same sound of the word meaning multiple things. It's such fun play. I don't get tired of playing with it. Sometimes I get tired of not writing. I'm like, yeah. Come on, don't be particular. It's worth it to me. I want to feel good about what I put out into the world long term. I want to feel like I can sit with that. That's something I want to personally revisit. I don't want to outgrow it.
When you're writing a song, do you rewrite?
Each song is different. Some songs come finished, and some songs you have to refine and buffer. And sometimes I'll get the hook and I just wait. Sometimes I just get the melody. It's very, like, each song has their own personality, and I don't always know what it's for. I figure my job is to be patient with the developing, just like plants each have a different time from the time that you plant that seed to the time it bears fruit. I kind of feel the same way with music. You know, a radish is like 60 days. If you go for olives, it's like 21 years. So no judgment on any of it, right?
What about pumpkins?
Yeah, that's like one season. So can I have a whole bunch of pumpkins, please? I don't know if they have the stay value. Take a picture at last. I don't know.
Yeah. And tell me, when you're finished with that song, do you know you're done when that moment is like, okay, that's it.
Oh,
that's it. Now I'm done.
Yeah. And then, but then you're not done, because then you get into the next layer of freedom with the song. I mean, a song is like a lifelong friend that you get to keep going back to, and there's always that common essence underneath it, but you develop more freedom with it. You develop more stylization. You could take a song that you normally sing in folk, and now all of a sudden it's reggae. I mean, there's a lot of freedom with your friends and your music. Like, yes, you kind of know when you've got all the words you're looking for, and then they're living organisms that can express themselves in variable ways over time.
What is the story behind Anymore?
This song was written as I watched a dear friend cycle repeatedly through territory that just seemed to torment. It was my way of being supportive and honest at once. I mean, I needed an outlet. We'd been going through the same type of situation repeatedly. So this was my response, I guess.
Right. Adrian Hillman is our guest. You're listening to Musical Notes. This is the song Anymore.
I don't want to see you hurting anymore. We've been down this road many times before. Different names, same game. I know for sure I don't wanna see you hurting. sure I don't wanna see you hurting anymore, anymore, anymore. Though we reap what we sow,
Adrian Hillman and the song Anymore off of the Calling Hours CD. Adrian, that was beautiful.
Ah, thank you.
I love that.
I kind of do too.
Right. It's like what a gift. And I'm just thrilled that you're here with me. You just pick a subject and go, I'm going to write a song about that.
Sure. Sometimes those are easier. It's the ones that you have a conflict of interest that take a long time to get out sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's the superficial ones. Easy to rhyme. Rhyming, whatever. Funny, whatever. If you want depth, that's going to take a little time.
What about feelings when you hear something, and maybe you're the only one who knows the full story behind it. What is that like? Because I have often heard you are giving away a piece of your heart. Would you say that's true?
I live the memories when I sing the song. To me, it's not just about technically performing correctly. It's giving an experience that's true to where it was born from and where we're going with it. So yeah, very vulnerable. Very vulnerable indeed.
Very vulnerable indeed.
Yeah, right.
You tell me, Chris, if you cut yourself and, you know, does it hurt?
Public bleeding. Do it all the time. Right. Whatever, get a bandage.
There's a certain courage and bravery, I believe.
It makes me feel very free. You realize I am not defined by what people think of me, and that is liberating.
I believe everybody has a different gift. For somebody who maybe would want to be able to do this and can't, this is a relief for them to hear.
You know, that thought is what keeps me going at times, because I wonder, what is the point? To me, it comes fairly naturally to be singing and having words coming together, but I think, why am I investing in this? Is this doing something? But when I consider that sometimes I don't even have words for my life experience, and somebody else having the courage to sing a song about it gives me like that sneaky feeling like, okay, maybe I can own those feelings just for a minute, long enough to process through them. So I'm glad that people feel that way, because it gives me a reason to keep going when I'm wondering, why are you doing this? Why would you do this to yourself? It's so vulnerable.
I have enjoyed every moment that I've spent with you today.
Likewise.
This has just been fantastic. Thank you for being my guest on Musical Notes.
You're a delight, Chris. Thank you for having me and giving space to think about the subtle nuances.
The subtle nuances,
nice,
yes.
And singing and the likes.
Yes, yes. Adrian Hillman is our guest. We've been hearing music from the CD Calling Hours. You can get the CD at Good Times Music. You can also go to CD Baby. You tell me that. CD Baby, I love it.
That's right. You said it.
Yep, I know. I know. And be sure to look for Adrian Hillman out and about performing solo or with other musicians. This is why we do this program, to share our local talents, and there's a lot of it. Adrian, it's a gift.
I'm so grateful to be part of it.
We are going to wrap this up with just a little bit of the song, I Believe.
Open mouth and in insert foot the bill for all misunderstood today. What did I say? These games we play bring back the memories.
Our guest today on Musical Notes has been Adrian Hillman. Thank you for joining me. This is Musical Notes on WCCY.